This is the Seedbed Daily Text. You have one job today. Acts 9:32-35. As Peter traveled about the country, he went to visit the Lord's people who lived in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who was paralyzed and had been bedridden for 8 years. "Aeneas," Peter said to him, "Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and roll up your mat." Immediately Aeneas got up. All those who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. Consider this. It's great to see the apostles getting out and seeing the countryside, isn't it? Peter is making house calls, healing paralytics, winning people to the faith, and generally doing good. In another few days, Luke will give us my favorite bio of Jesus from Acts 10:38. He went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil. Here's a few good questions for you and me today. Number one, am I going about doing good? Number two, is my life a healing presence in the lives of others? And number three, does the Holy Spirit have such access to me that through my sheer presence, He is able to deliver others from evil? That's a good snapshot of what apostolic ministry looks like. Though the Bible was written by many human voices, it miraculously manages to have one divine voice. Paul, writing to the Galatian church, offered this counsel: "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." Galatians 6:9-10. Go do some good today. Who will you be good to today? How will you do it? Ask the Holy Spirit for ideas, prompts, and guidance. He lives for this. The prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. The question. Number one, repeating, am I going about doing good? Two, is my life a healing presence in the lives of others? And three, does the Holy Spirit have such access to me that through my sheer presence, He is able to deliver others from evil? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.